It's the Tiltcast, episode 232, Rad Clap.
And this week we talk about Fallout Shelter, Shadowrun Hong Kong, Pillars of Eternity, ESO, Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes, Justin starting on Doctor Who, and Archer.
And virtual diseases.
Stay tuned.
Hey, Lana!
Lana!
Shut my damn mouth.
No, this is where you open your damn mouth.
That's where I open my damn mouth.
That's right.
Because it's the Tiltcast.
Oh, shit.
You should have known the can opening was it.
Is that a we said this last week, too. Is that a thing?
This is the unofficial opening to the show now.
It's when Rusty's recording.
I think it's getting pretty goddamn official.
I mean, shit. I'm the one that fucking presses the button.
What can I say? It's the new.
Oh god. Well, people don't know what we used to do. So to get the timing right, we would clap, and that was the signal to the start of the show.
Yeah, something Justin could never do.
Because he's got little small hands.
What did he just miss?
No, he's got small clammy hands. You know, so
it would just go.
Fuck you both. Seriously, how big are your hands compared to mine?
What?
Not that much different. And how much shorter am I than you? Like a foot.
That's right.
Yeah, a foot shorter in both ways.
Look at that shit.
Okay, so they're comparing hand size right now, which is basically their way of being able to compare dick size while I'm in the room.
But here's the thing,
though. Hey, if you prefer it the other way, I don't mind dropping.
I'm good. I don't need the details.
Your hands are clammy. What the fuck?
Yeah, my hands aren't clammy, were they?
No, your hands were clammy.
Mine were rough and like they'd been using a lot of my own wood.
What Mountain Dew?
Mine's really super soft.
I don't use lotion on my
hands. No. Rusty's got like
on its skin.
Rusty's got like molest me hands. They're
God. Molest me hands.
Molest me hands.
I'm gonna give the definition of molest me hands.
No. Please.
Just let him rub your shoulder. You'll figure it out.
No, I'm okay.
you just said molest me hands.
Rub his shoulder.
I wanted a definition, not a fucking demonstration. God damn.
There is no illustration for that. So.
There is only demonstration.
I really don't want
to
see.
It's the only way to get the point across. What can I say?
It's the only way to get the tip across.
Just the tip.
Put it in.
So Jason finally watched
just
Archer.
Just for a second.
I did finally watch Archer.
So what? There are three or four seasons deep now.
Is
I'm three and a half seasons in.
So you're almost elbow deep.
No, I am elbow deep. And yes, that's intentional phrasing.
I don't think I can hear you.
Nothing.
Rusty's stuck in a loop. Somebody needs to reboot him.
I'm good.
That made an audible noise.
It really did.
It actually spiked.
Probably louder than your clapping.
Fuck you.
With your tiny carny hands.
My hands are almost as... If I have tiny carny hands, then proportionately... Just say proportion.
Are we talking about proportion again?
Yeah. Let's not go there. Because you lose.
I really don't. So when I was a kid, they used to call me a duck. And the reason for that is I had big feet and I used to swim a lot.
They called you a duck?
Yeah. It was actually a nickname when I was a kid.
Oh.
And then when the Walking Dead thing came out, I was like, oh, God, he's retarded. Why did you have to have my nickname? Fuck
that's,
you.
That's life telling you something.
Fate.
Hold on.
Boulder. Yeah, no. Archer. Amazing.
Seriously?
Amazing television.
We're still on Archer?
It's pretty funny shit.
It's
extremely funny shit.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows, like, as far as, like, stuff that are comedy. Like, I'm a tough critic. And it's not because, like, I'm really... I just have a weird sense of humor. That's really what it boils down to. And not everything makes me laugh. But Archer just tickles my bone. My funny bones.
I'll bet you like it.
Fucker, seriously?
Yeah.
Tickles your bone? Really?
Does.
Okay.
But no, it really does. It's like, it's because Archer is such a dick. And then he's got that weird relationship with his mom, which just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. And everybody else is so dysfunctional in that show. It's just, it's a collaboration of really awful people and the shit that they get into. And then they deserve everything they get. So you never really root for them. You just kind of laugh at their misery. It's kind of, it's like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is the exact same thing.
You can't really laugh at their misery because none of them are miserable.
You just need to keep watching, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Bad things happen to bad people.
And to good people. Well, they're never good.
And to semi-good, relatively good people.
I don't know. I just, I watched his dead girlfriend brought back as a cyborg to, start banging another cyborg.
It just keeps... Hot. Just keeps getting deeper into that pit.
It wasn't a girlfriend. It was the quote-unquote double agent? Is that what you're talking about? Or?
Yeah, his Russian fiancé bride.
Fiancé bride.
How does that work?
Well, I mean...
You're my fiancé bride.
Fiancé future bride?
Does that mean that you
it's
say...
It's night before sex.
No. I mean, they got married.
They didn't get married.
She died.
They didn't get married. They were about to get married.
And then she died.
She sacrificed herself.
Wow.
Okay, this is getting really weird.
All right, we know where Rusty's sexual preferences are now.
What?
Justin?
Phrasing.
Excuse me?
You tied that together weird.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I mean, if two things match.
Jason? I need you to go out into the hall for a few minutes and think about what you just said.
You're sitting in the corner.
Amazing.
All right, so what the fuck was this thing about?
Well, I don't know.
I've actually haven't seen Archer. I've watched a couple episodes, but I haven't watched it now.
Oh, seriously, go down that rabbit hole.
Phrasing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to. I mean, honestly. I've got other things I can do.
No, instead he sits there in the living room for a couple episodes while my wife is complaining about me watching Archer. This is awesome TV.
Okay, the only reason why I do that is to piss your wife off. Honestly, that's the reason. Like, I will do everything in my power to piss her off just because.
You're kind of an asshole, you know that?
I am kind of an asshole.
Way to go, Fester.
Oh, I mean,
I haven't gotten that light bulb to work yet. Keep biting down on it, though.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Just the end.
Just to see how it feels. Just for a second.
Just to see how it tastes.
Yep.
Just to see how it tastes.
Yep.
Kind of tinny.
Oral exploratory.
Oh, God.
Maybe it's tangy.
Maybe it's Maybelline?
Maybe.
What? Dude, that was like the weakest ass shit.
It was.
Yeah, I went with it.
I think conditioner feels great.
Such. Hence the supple hands.
The supple hands? Rusty has supple hands.
I don't know if they're considered
supple. Is that kind of like... Like wet noodles, dainty. Like,
wait a second, that's something that can be found out on the internet.
Like little kitten paws.
Yeah.
Like little kitten paws. Wow.
Bending and moving easily and gracefully, flexible. I don't think that these are any more flexible than you see.
I don't know.
Could you play a flute?
No, I don't play flute. You might play flute. You might play flesh flute. I don't.
Like Jethro Tull. That was one-handed.
That was one-handed,
that
yes.
Was,
you're that disturbingly was, accomplished.
That was Pappy.
Stop it.
It's like a weird seal.
A weird seal?
It's like his little flippers. I can't.
No, okay, we're gonna, maybe we're they like are supple.
I'm pretty sure they're supple. That definitely qualifies as supple.
I just like
can
the look of
that.
Can't.
His hands are too clammy anyway.
No, it takes some real clamminess to get that kind of clap.
Phrasing!
Oh, God.
So you're saying you got the clap? Shall we talk about where Justin got the clap?
There are some stories I don't want to know the rest of.
I don't.
Nothing seems to be sacred here, though, so.
There is nothing sacred. Isn't that an Assassin's Creed quote?
I don't know. Nothing is sacred?
Nothing. It's, I forgot. Everything's permitted? Is that it?
Everything is permitted, yes.
Yeah. Nothing is forbidden.
Okay. So I'm completely wrong.
Yeah. You can get your games right.
You know, I haven't liked Assassin's Creed for a while, though. I just haven't been feeling it. Like, 5 is fun, but
No, wait.
You pulling up the quote?
Yeah. Yeah. It is... It's nothing is true, everything is permitted. The Creed.
We could not be any more wrong.
Wow.
You know,
it's been
a while. We got sort of synonymous, but, you know...
I don't know. I searched nothing is sacred.
I don't know.
Everything is
permitted. That kind of fail deserves a switch of topic.
What?
Yeah, it totally deserves a switch of topic.
Terrible at this.
I don't care.
Jason, I thought I told you to get out in the fucking hallway.
But
here's a hard stop. Here's a hard stop.
Let's turn.
So the other day I sat on my nuts.
There's a segue.
Dude. There is,
you know what that happens? That happens when you finally start to get thigh separation after losing weight. And then you realize that it can just, like, climb up underneath your thigh.
For years, my scrotum has been attached to my thighs, and I've never even known it was there. I washed in between it ever so often because it stank. But,
sometimes getting the clap happens when you lose weight, too.
Well, yeah, true. But,
you have sex today,
this day, my thighs separated on their own. There was a godly ray shining down on my crotch as it went...
And you know what happened?
The scrotum just grew 3 sizes. And
like
then,
the Grinch's heart.
Aww. It's like the Grinch's heart. Exactly not.
Well,
not
here's,
that,
here's the problem.
And
is,
then you sat down.
I don't even remember what I sat down on. And it just was one of those things where I think I was working. There was this park bench. And I was going out to smoke at the time. And this was actually right before
quit. So this is a hard surface, not a couch.
This is a hard surface. And so I just plopped on down and just like smashed my left testicle. And it... about made me throw up.
Throw up.
Like, I just went, you know that sound you make when you really didn't expect it? You're just kind of like,
that's,
you know? And then I squeaked. And then it started to well up from my diaphragm through my throat. And then I felt like I was swallowing my nut. So it just kept creeping up, you know? And then finally I threw the cigarette or whatever and just sat there. And I was like, so this is like a good and a bad thing. I haven't done that in so long. But by the same token, then it was hot. So, you know, it was hot and it was sweaty.
Hot and sweaty.
And that just made it stick sideways. So, like, you know, and then you can't readjust in public. So, like, you have to walk limping and people think you got some kind of ailment. And you look like you're about to throw up and you're limping inside.
You had a crushed ball.
Look at it this way. At least you didn't fall vulnerable to the ground because you were already sitting.
Well, yeah, but I had to get up. And then, you know, it's walking that long distance from where that is to work. Because you know where I'm talking about. Out in the parking lot, there's that table.
Because that 100 yards back to the doors is excruciating.
Crush your ball underneath your ass crack.
And it's sweaty and hot. And it's turned sideways. And you can't... You're waiting for somebody to get out of the other bathroom because you got you don't want to do this in the stall. Like, I wanted to have perfect privacy. Like, I needed to drop trowel, like, all the way to fix things. Figure out how they had turned and spun, you know? So, it was a
needed
really...
Needed to make sure that the wasn't crushed.
I wanted to make sure that I wasn't, like, black and blue and that things...
He's got flattened berries.
Aww.
Aww. He's got
pancakes
now. I think
that's how you make jelly.
Fuck. Not funny.
Are you jelly?
It hurt.
So
hurt.
Is it a little squishier down there now?
You know, I don't feel... I feel like I fully healed, so I think I'm okay now.
He's checked it every day.
I do check it every day.
That's when the true swelling begins.
He needs reassurance.
I do. I just got to talk to him every day. Oh, hey, now, you guys don't talk to him?
No, I talked to him. Never mind.
Sing to him every morning.
No, I don't. I don't.
Just so all you know, we do not talk to our tits every day.
Okay, well, I mean.
No, but you should, because they're amazing.
We don't need to. Y'all do.
So you hitting on her?
No. Just tits in general are amazing.
Crazy. I knew he meant in general.
Okay. Tits in general are amazing. They should be talked to every day.
With the disclaimer, in general, we don't need to because you guys do. That in is baby true. Talk.
No.
It depends.
Never in baby talk.
Not true. No.
I don't know. The only thing I do is raspberries.
Motorboat.
Onboard or outboard?
Inboard. In between board.
As inboard as he can get. Not on me. Disclaimer. Many disclaimers.
Many, many disclaimers. Oh, God.
So, Rusty,
actually, you know,
can you get any redder?
Floppy seal.
So if we go, if he goes to the bathroom now, we know why.
Mental note. Even if I have to go, even if I am sitting on a shit rocket, I am not going in there.
He's going to shit his pants at the end of the show.
Shit rocket. That's fucking disgusting.
Well, you know.
Oh, my God.
It's like after he went on that diet, you could probably use that shit as rocket fuel. Just
no,
suspended so diets.
Oh yeah.
So you've lost how much now?
Fucking 37 pounds.
Congratulations.
That's not bad. Not bad at all.
That's really killer, good. Dude. 13. And it's like in 2 months?
Yeah. You know, give or take a week or so, I think. Been just a little bit over 2 months, but yeah,
that's really
damn,
cool.
Dude.
No, I'm really proud of it. Yeah, and
none
it
of
was
my clothes
amazing because we went to.
I'm sitting here naked. It's what? It's totally acceptable.
No,
we.
Okay, considering the noises you make, that's probably not the thing you want to tell these people.
Like, we're pretty comfortable with each other, but not, like, sweat lodge naked
not
with each other.
Not that fucking comfortable.
Sweat lodge naked.
Yeah.
Old sweaty, you know, old sweaty man tits in a sweat cave naked.
Traditional Japanese bathing.
When you enter in, wow. Put some water on the stones.
Fuck that.
Towels are optional. God.
Holy
that's terrible.
Shit.
God, you just had to go there.
Just fucking sit like a Viking.
What?
Let it all fucking hang out.
Wide man stance.
Yep.
Just dropping down.
Fucking palms on knees. Spread those fucking knees as far out as they can go and air out everything. That's how you sit on balls.
That's how you sit on balls.
Apparently it's an art. I wouldn't know.
I was going to say, so, like, speaking of that, so I've actually been off the diet for a week.
Off it?
Yeah, but
the fuck?
Because I've been, like, cutting off. Like, I haven't had a cigarette since the last show.
Oh, sweet. So, I mean.
Since the day before our last show. So, since the 23rd, and today is what day? The 30th of August?
Yeah, today is.
To set the record straight for
when
this goes. Wait,
the last show or the spoiler cast?
The spoiler cast. So, the 23rd. Okay. So, the day before, the 22nd, is the last day that I had a cigarette. And
I
I've
just
been
have to interject.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. He's been a tad psychotic.
A bit.
Well, you know, I mean,
well,
I'm still
I mean,
getting used to
the over there smoking fucking crunch berries and fucking syrup.
It's supposed to be
fucking
caramel coffee.
Caramel coffee. How fucking prissy do you have to be?
Well, I
had
coffee.
Caramel coffee.
What do you smoke?
Menthol. Seriously.
But
that's
but menthol? Seriously?
Well, I mean, it's kind
is
of...
Is it, like, Kool's flavored?
No, it's just fucking straight menthol.
That shit you're smoking smells like what Buddy the Elf eats for breakfast.
flipped you pretty hard.
I'm gonna bruise you, asshole.
The reason why when I go for liquid, I have to have something that is just a base flavor. Otherwise, it triggers migraines. So your shit would trigger my migraines easy.
I don't know. Do you want to try?
No, I don't, because I don't want a fucking migraine.
But I've been seriously vaping the shit out of this. Like, I've been going through bottles faster than normal.
How many bottles have you gone through?
Probably three in a week.
You know, Jesus Christ, dude.
It is delicious.
I'm trying hard to quit smoking.
It's fucking delicious. Okay,
well, I'm going through withdrawal still, like baby crawling on ceiling SLC punk style.
Okay, so what's your nicotine strength in that?
24.
Jesus Christ.
I was smoking a pack and a half to 2 packs a day.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I was smoking a heavier smoker than we were.
I was smoking all the time, and I was even giving, even when gaming, I'd stretch that cord out as far as I could go, all the way to the door, and lean my head out and smoke while we gamed. And then, every 30 minutes, probably. So, sometimes you guys say, we want to take a break, and I'd already taken, 6.
Oh, is that how that works? No wonder you fucking suck. I mean, all right, I understand.
So,
all the way the fuck out the house.
So, and then getting this thing is way more convenient. But it's been, I think I was pretty pissy at first, wasn't I, Amy?
Oh, my God.
At first?
Pissy? Does that even describe
it? It's calmed down yet? Or is his vag still bleeding?
As the designated best friend, I'm going to say that his vag is still bleeding occasionally.
Oh, yeah. Fucking. I thought that.
Well, I was trying to quit, and then she was like, so you're trying to do that, and you're trying to do a diet, and you're not drinking or doing anything. Why don't you, let one thing give so that you're not a complete raging dick?
That's basically what I said.
Did you ask him if he could find his desk underneath all the sand, or?
Friends don't let friends be raging dicks.
So I started eating fairly awful, to be honest with you.
Really?
Oh, pizza,
man.
Burgers.
You should have seen the fucking burger he had earlier.
What?
Well, I didn't get it. I bought a burger and I made a burger.
Okay, so what?
It was goddamn ridiculous.
So I'm figuring in a few days
I'm going
to
go
back
to home.
Look
at you living vicariously. You're like White Goodman in Dodgeball with his pizza.
It was a half...
Yeah, tell me about that burger, baby.
It was a half-pound patty with Colby Jack cheese, 4 slices of bacon, onion, tomato, lettuce,
keep going.
Real mayo,
keep going.
Pepper, crushed pepper, and garlic salt with sesame seed. Toasted bun. The works. And I had grilled that burger yesterday, but I didn't grill it all the way, so that when I reheated it, it was still fairly medium rare.
Oh, yeah.
But it was...
Dude.
It was tasty as fuck.
I think you just gave him the best orgasm he's ever had.
Rusty needs
And on top of that, I bought some curly fries.
I think you need to go out into the hallway.
I got some curly... You know,
no, I'm good, thank you.
Walmart sells basically Arby's curly fries now.
Really?
So, yeah. So I was making those this week as part of my sides, because I can't ever eat potatoes. So I've had fried chicken, I've had potatoes, I've had some pizza, I've had some beer. But come 2 or 3 days from now, I think I'll probably be over that hump that's been killing me, and I'm going to jump right back in.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, the hardest part about this fucking diet that, you know, that we're on is the getting back onto it.
I do actually okay with it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's right worse for me, dude.
No, we'll go drinking or something like that, and then the next day I'm just jump right back in.
It's it's worse for me. I have bowel issues afterwards. It's just terrible.
It takes about a day and a half for it to kick in for me, and I'm right back into it.
Yeah.
Now, I've gained weight. I think I've gained 5 pounds this week, but I had fucking ice cream. I've had all sorts of shit. I've had, probably 30 Guinnesses this week. I have a Guinness, after every meal.
Damn.
Wow.
I may get one at break. I may get one in the middle of the cast. Fuck.
As he gets up, goes and gets another one.
No, he hasn't finished his rock star yet. He needs to finish that.
This
fucker needs some energy.
Hey, it's been a long ass day.
Does that fucking tip bend?
Yeah.
What the piss?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Rusty is Rusty is what it looks like when the guy hasn't gotten there in a couple years.
He fucking broke Rusty.
Or she broke it.
Well, if it's bendy, I'm just saying.
I just saw this.
He got the visual.
I got the...
You did.
Wow.
Sorry, y'all. Rusty's out of commission. Dude, go to the hallway.
Oh, shit.
That's what you learned.
You are broken.
Hey, Rusty.
Dude.
All right, I'm good. I think I'm good.
Dude, if you were living in a shelter right now, you would die when it got raided.
Was that your attempt at a segue?
That was.
Oh, God, it's so awful.
You know what?
Jason. So you know what I'm going to do? Every time that Jason does a lame segue, I'm just going to blow in another topic.
There we go. Thank you.
Well, you know.
You know what? You know what it reminds me of? You guys ever seen that? You guys remember Whitest Kids You Know? We used to talk about it a lot on the show, actually prior to you guys being on it. And it's a lot like Kids in the Hall. It's just more crass. And there's this thing that you should look up on break, and it's called Nick O'Dick.
No.
Oh, yes.
No. Nick O'Dick. Just look it up.
I got it.
You need the visual.
But you need to, it needs audio, so something that's copyrighted, so we can't play it on the show. But,
damn it.
But it is something that you should totally check out.
I already watched the video.
I probably showed it to you at some point, Jason. But
you linked it on the
fucking... I can never unwatch the goddamn video.
Oh, I did link it on there, didn't I?
Yeah. You can't. You can't unsee that.
I'd like to.
No.
Can't do it.
But basically what it is, the brief of it is it's about... It's basically a dick-shaped e-cig. And I used to make fun of people that smoked e-cigs all the time because it reminded me of just...
No.
Shoving a giant dong in your mouth.
No.
Hot.
For you, I guess not really for us.
I don't know that it really is for me either, but okay.
Suck on the tip.
But.
Just the tip.
Just for a second.
But in this whole thing of like trying just to quit smoking, I've been watching all sorts of television, and I did watch, I did finally watch Fear the Walking Dead, which
I still have recorded.
Which I'm not going to go into detail, but I mean, you know the premise. It's before everything happens.
Fucking zombies.
It's while Rick is in a coma.
And it starts off... Zombies. I will say this much. It doesn't feel like it's about that until the last third of the episode. Then you start to kind of pull things together, and that really becomes really obvious. So, as to why it ties into the show.
Yeah.
But it's a fairly strong first effort. It wasn't as strong... That first episode of Walking Dead is fucking powerful.
Yeah.
But... it's not quite that powerful, but it seems like it's a decent filler. I don't know that first episode of Walking Dead is a fairly easy 10 out of 10. I watched it and I was like, this is better than any zombie movie I've ever watched. And then that season kind of saunters up and down all the time. But that being said, it wasn't that strong. If I was going to put it on a 10 scale, it would have been about an 8. So still a fairly strong effort, but not nearly as crazy good as that first episode of Walking Dead. But it's good. Let's see, some of the other things that I've watched is fairly recently this asshole over here got me started watching Doctor Who finally.
Asshole?
You're welcome.
Asshole.
Wait, I don't think you could really call somebody who did you a favor an asshole. You asshole.
He calls me an asshole anyway, so.
I do this all the time anyway. But, so I did start watching that as another thing to distract myself during my Nick rage. But
I don't see how you can really Nick rage when you're getting 24 milligrams.
It's all the chemicals and everything else. Like, I seriously have had, like, the hardest time. Like, I'm waking up in cold sweats.
He really has. It's been
not
ridiculous.
Sleeping. I've been having a hell of a time trying to quit.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
And that's even with all the nicotine.
Wow.
The patches never did anything for me. I used to smoke a fucking patch, a full pack while I'd had a patch
he's
on.
He's like, I'm going to roll that patch of it later. Plastic.
Like, and you guys know, like... And I'll get off the serious topic for a second, but like I would take that Camel that I used to smoke, and I would smoke that in like 3 minutes. Like you guys would, we'd go out for a smoke break, and I would be done with one cigarette after like a minute or two.
That's
like,
just because you got powerful lungs.
Crazy.
Well, you know, he's had plenty of practice.
Well, I mean, he sucks on little things all the time.
There's a reason he is where he is.
I am not even that bendy.
You already said.
You can get just the tip. But, so yeah, it's been a struggle. But I've been watching Doctor Who. I got through the first season, which was pretty decent. And I actually
First season of what?
Let's preference this. Okay, got through Eccleston's season.
Yes, the new series.
Okay, so first episode of...
The new part.
Okay, so you watched the worst one so far.
I know, but I found myself enjoying it the more that I got into it. And then I started on, I guess, what is that, season two of the new stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten most of the way through that. And I've been enjoying that so far. So she keeps telling me that it keeps getting better.
Yes.
But I've really enjoyed it. In fact, one of the episodes I got done with reminded me kind of like the Satan Pit episode.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed fairly Event Horizon, and I think it probably came out about around the same time as that did.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's the internet. Definitely came out after Event Horizon.
It felt like that, yeah. But I like how it doesn't always take itself seriously, and it takes enough time to make fun of itself occasionally, on top of, you know, having a fairly decent story, and then it's just charming. I think that's the right word. It's all those classic sci-fi stuff that I used to like, you know, growing up. And then it's, you know, like Buck Rogers meets something new. And it's just fun.
It's fundamentally different than Buck Rogers, but okay.
I know, but I'm just saying it has that classic feel to it, you know?
Event Horizon's a 90s movie.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't seem like that long ago, but...
Dude, that's because... You're fucking old.
No, you're the young one.
Shut your fucking hole over there. You're an embryo.
You look 10 years younger than him.
You are a manbryo.
Manbryo, you are the youngest.
That actually hurts a little bit.
So sadsies.
He's still got way more hairline than me and Rusty.
No.
He's got a lot of hairline.
Well, he doesn't have as much hairline as me.
Well,
I mean,
if you don't, then that would be awkward.
It would be really awkward.
But, I mean, that, you know, I've had a lot of time to do that. And then, you know, show-wise, obviously, Jason, you've been watching Archer. It gave me some time to kind of jump into some other stuff. Like, I took a day off for quitting smoking, really. Yeah. And, like, just because I didn't want to be a total douchebag to my employees.
Oh.
But or your coworkers.
That's no fun.
Well... I'm sorry. Not really.
You know, after watching Archer all week, I've like the last couple days at work, I really had to watch myself because I almost said some things that I really shouldn't have.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah. No, I can't even really share.
Why?
Is it too personal?
Oh, never mind.
So, that being said, I ended up playing a lot more RPGs. Mm-hmm. I've actually played a lot of ESO.
You have, and you were trying to get me to actually download, install, and play
it's
that
free to play.
Game.
You know what I did find? And I know Rusty will really appreciate this.
Fuck.
What? I found mods. I found graphic mods. I'm not talking about, like, the add-ons like you do without. Well, even though I do have add-ons on it to see numbers and things like that.
Oh, my God.
But I found mods, and... I plan on, at some point tonight, showing you guys one of those mods.
Plan on fucking showing
if we have time.
Mods. All right.
But, so, here's what I did. I got it running on full settings. And then on top of that, it adds like world fog after, let's just say it's 50 meters out, so things start to fade away. Well, there's a mod that you can add that takes away the world fog. And then adds sharper rendering to the whole thing, so it takes away some of the actual... It takes away some of the actual textures and actually uses super sampling. The way the game rasterizes is it's set up to show like 200 people on screen at a time. And so because of that, it will low-res models at a certain point until you get closer. You can alter the INI file to always show the high quality textures on characters. So I got that. I don't have draw distance on grass now. Like it just continues on until as far as the eye can see. And then I have a ENB mod that I actually added that works with the game so that I have new lighting and filters on the game. So with more dynamic lighting, with higher res textures, and with removing world fog and things like that, it runs
It's rather beastly, but it still runs pretty good, and it looks better than vanilla Skyrim, but not quite the same as, like, Skyrim with shit tons of mods.
Only things you can do when you have, you know, a Titan or two $400 cards SLI'd.
I don't even know that it's even that bad, honestly, because I'm still only running about 3 gigs of video RAM when I'm doing it.
Well, the game looks pretty damn good without fucking with it. So
it's definitely, like, the best-looking MMO in the world right now with me playing it.
Okay. Yeah, but we're talking about...
Like, the reason that... Like, after doing research, again, the reason that I figured out that MMOs look the way they do, or they get really smart with their art styles, is being able to render so many people that are not NPCs that have their own dynamic behaviors outside of the game engine, you know? Mm. So if you're going to be able to render that times 200, you have to cut some... You got to cut some fat somewhere. And so they cut it in the graphics so that it actually works.
Well, they generally dumb it down so that, you know, especially with MMOs, so that they can have player base. You know, not everybody has the gamer computer.
Right, and that's the thing. So when you play it on base settings, it doesn't look bad. I think it still looks pretty good. But the way that I'm playing it right now with dynamic lighting and with, like, everything looking spectacular, it looks like a regular game
as
to me now.
As soon as you fucking start modding something, I know that you've gone to a fucking dark place and you've...
Well, I took it to the extreme. You know, I spent about 4 hours researching everything I needed to do.
Goddamn.
This is what people without girlfriends do.
And then what I did is I went ahead and moved the... people are trying to quit smoking.
You know, he takes out his sexual frustrations on the games.
And then I got...
Modding the fuck out of them?
And then I got Travis doing it now, and then
well,
I got his friend Jake doing it.
Well, you know, because he gets off on graphics.
So now we're all three running modded machines.
Everybody has their thing.
Or modded games, and it looks pretty good.
He probably has
Android. All I'm just saying is Krieger's hologram is probably his dream.
Oh, fuck you.
He probably has anime porn.
Hmm.
No, that's probably the only porn he doesn't have.
No, that's Jason's thing. He's into hentai, remember?
Hot.
All right.
You know, tentacles.
Dicks. Tentacle dicks.
So,
if it doesn't have more than 10 dicks, it's not for me.
Some of the other things that I wanted to bring up that I think we can all talk about a little bit. Do you play Shadowrun before, right?
Yeah.
Did you play Dragonfall or the original?
I did not play Dragonfall.
Just the original.
Dragonfall was pretty good. Dragonfall's probably the best one out of them all, but Hong Kong comes really close.
Okay, well, with with Shadowrun, I have to really try to get myself to actually play that game. And it's kind of sad because I'm interested in it and I like, you know, I like the lore behind it, but I still have to really tell myself that I need to play that game. And a lot of times some of the other games that I play just went out because of extra reasons.
Oops.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Email.
Yeah, that sound Justin makes when it gets hard.
I don't want to know how you know that.
It's because it's what happened when he opened his throat.
For the Nico dick.
At this point, I'm probably just oozing nicotine out of my pores.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Probably.
You know.
I'm sincerely sorry, people, for having to listen to that.
That
exchange was really terrible.
At all.
But, so here's the thing. Here's the biggest difference I noticed, Rusty.
Mm-hmm.
Is there's a lot of stuff you can solve outside of combat in that game. And it lets you make a lot of smart choices. It gives you a list of missions. I'm not quite done, but I'm fairly close to the end at about 30 hours. And that's about where I'm at. It's 25 to 30 hours where I'm at right now.
Okay.
30 hours.
And so it's not as long as Wasteland by any means. It's very focused. It kind of gives your character a backstory when you start, and then you kind of mold your character around that backstory. But the hacking is a lot better, which was kind of a frustration in Dragonfall.
It was, yeah.
It's fun. But the central story makes a lot more sense. I think the writing is actually... I actually like it a little bit more than Dragonfall. There's a little bit more choice and consequence, I think, too, than Dragonfall as well.
Okay. Well, I know that the first game, they learned a lot. improved some systems for Dragonfall, which I still haven't touched.
Well, it's like,
and I figured that they would be able to learn a lot from their previous two releases and be able to come up with a quality game. It's just that I have no money. So,
well, Steam family sharing.
I have not had that work for me for half a year now.
Okay, that's
a problem. We'll figure that out.
Okay.
But that being said, like, it's really worth your time. In fact,
his hard drive.
It's at this point, it's definitely.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you know.
Is that what the Mambrios?
All the nerd kids.
I'm not a Mambrio though.
That was a cheap shot.
I'm a man child.
Phrasing.
Maybe I'm a cheap woman. Phrasing.
Yeah, I think you caught yourself a little too late there.
Excuse me. I need to check up on my vault.
Speaking of that, we've been playing a lot of that game, haven't we?
I can't stop playing the goddamn thing. I'm playing it right now.
You've been playing it for like a week.
I know, shut your pie hole.
It's the reason I haven't started.
So we're talking about Fallout Shelter. We briefly talked about it as I was starting to get into it, but didn't quite fully get it. And then I asked you, I was like, hey, you should download this, Babs. And you're like, oh, sure, I'll download it.
Yeah.
She's like, it'll be all right. And then she asked me a couple of questions about how to get started and then just kind of disappeared. And then I'm at work. She's playing it.
It sounds
anytime
like
I talk to you outside of work, you're playing it.
Sounds like she had good reasons to Hulk McDickerface.
What the fuck?
I don't even
know what just happened. Fucking happened?
The hallway. Timeout.
Nah.
All right. No, I. Right when you said that I should download it was like two weeks ago. Jesus, what was that? And now my vault.
How many people do you have in your vault?
It's been 2 weeks right now, actually. Aww. Because I just got my lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
This vault's actually not 2 weeks old. I'd restart. This is my third vault.
I kept having to restart. I finally got it, though. I don't think I'm going to have to do it again.
I have got.
It's not a very intuitive game, I will say that.
People in my vault now.
But I think that's part of the fun, figuring it out.
Yeah. It is.
82 people. Oh, I got that chick that needs to go down here.
Phrasing. I have everything unlocked now.
Phrasing.
All right, so I greet all of my new vault people by putting them into a workout room.
So, to explain, you know, here's the crazy thing. So, you know this outsold Candy Crush? It's made more money than, like, in its short amount of time than Candy Crush did. It was actually more popular than it right now because so many people are playing this game. Which I think is an ingenious marketing ploy by Bethesda, because now they have people genuinely interested in this universe.
Now they have regular console and PC gamers buying a mobile game.
Well, it's not a bad game.
It's just a resource management game that you don't have to spend money on, which is a plus.
It is, and I do a lot of those.
Yeah, but so here's the thing. Like, I have 115 people, and I didn't get 115 people by having a radio room.
Right.
I have 150 people because I have a fucking, like, whorehouse going on.
Yes.
These people fuck like bunnies.
Dude, not...
Like, you get somebody, you put 10, with 10 charisma, you put on the king suit, and he's in his king suit.
The king suit, and she's in her little tiger print pajamas.
Yes. The naughty nightwear.
Yes. Yeah, hot.
And so, he breeds, and he breeds, and he breeds, and, like, I've had a lot of times where it's like, you know, objectives where it's like, breed... You know, get 6 girls pregnant, and I usually can do that in about 5 minutes. Crazy!
Wow. So,
wham wham next, wham wham next.
And their pickup lines are amazingly horrible.
It's like Pip-Boy does Dallas in here.
Wow, dude!
Or Vault-Boy does Dallas.
What you're saying is each one lasts about.
They really don't. They don't last that long.
These guys are 10-second Tom. Seriously.
And not only that, they're like immediately pregnant. like,
and why do you think the women come out looking so miserable?
They
got 10 seconds worth, and now they're carrying a fucking child in their abdomen.
Hence
the reason they're miserable.
I'm saying.
No matter what they go into.
These women get the short end of the stick, and I said that deliberately.
I mean, it's got to be at least, what, 30 minutes to be worth it?
Oh my God. All right, so... Yeah.
Just saying.
human simulator, or human breeding simulator 1.0.
So what you do is...
Well,
your barracks can hold...
I said at least. I didn't
say. Your barracks can hold 6 people, so you put one pimp in there, or one stud.
And 5 chicks.
And then 5 girls, and then you just let it go for a minute. And then they get all pregnant, and then you just rotate in a few more girls... And then you're going to have, 11 children at that point.
And I put all of my pregnant ladies in the strength training room so that they can pop them out quicker.
You know what does that actually make them...
No.
You know what's funny, though? Wow. This is going to sound horrible. Just seeing pregnant girls do sit-ups in the athletics training room.
Well, no, see...
You do realize
you're
a horrible person, right?
I do, but
I have the athletic studio. I have it upgraded, so they've got the...
I have 115 people. That's because there's been a lot of vault sex.
Vault sex.
Well, I'm not up with the terminology for anything that has to do with, like, you know, working out. So there's a trampoline kind of thing
down there. They're in a goddamn fallout shelter.
Right.
They're bored.
You've
got to repopulate the world somehow, right?
They have limited resources. They're bored. They're going to fuck like bunnies.
So, have you run into situations where you put your pimp in...
All I
want to
know is how many people end up with the clap.
Put your pimp in the room, and you put six chicks in there, and find out that all six chicks
so
are related to
full
the pimp.
Of the clap.
No, all I heard was he was full of clap. I didn't give out his vault.
What the fuck? So, yeah,
rad clap.
Rad clap. You just said that.
Rad clap.
So I have the charisma training lounge, and any new guys end up in the charisma training lounge to train their charisma up so that I can use them as pimps for later, so that I can have genetic diversity in my vault.
Yeah, that's true, because you have to, because what's going to end up happening is you're going to end up with, you know, brothers and sisters don't really normally...
Not supposed to,
because it's weird.
Hey, when you're having to repopulate the world, shit happens.
Damn, dude. Seriously?
Dark places.
God.
Just saying.
Water
Your
treatment.
Options are limited.
Well, I make sure my options are diversified, because that's fucking weird.
Yeah. You're a little fucking crazy.
I mean,
have
you ever watched Waterworld? Just saying.
I hate that movie.
You had to bring that movie up.
You can only bring that up when Earl's around. If Earl's not around, you can't bring up Waterworld.
You're not allowed.
Earl's here in spirit.
Go to the water treatment facility.
No. Yes. I save the postman for Earl.
He really does like the postman quite a bit.
He really does, dude. There's something about that. Oh, I gotta check on my guy that is...
Alright, I gotta put this down, or I'm not gonna even pay attention to what I'm fucking saying.
I know, I'm trying...
You're not at all.
I've got, 8 people on coffee break, and that's not good, because they're not doing anything special.
Y'all are starting to, not leave me with anything to talk about.
Well, but it's...
Do you feel left out?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, that game, though, especially for a mobile game, for any game, where I can do this on lunch break, or be like Amy and do this all the fucking time.
Live unveiling of the lunchbox.
She's so much more efficient at her job than you are that she can play it all day.
Some of us can multitask.
I got 100 caps, a lab coat, 50 water.
No arguments.
I don't.
And a hardened assault rifle. Yay.
Hardened.
Right. Yes.
Can we talk about the fat man, please?
I got one.
She got
you
a fat man, too.
That was awesome.
That cracks me up. Oh, my God. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you set it on one dude, and it, boom! You're going to shoot off a tactical nuke inside your Fallout shelter.
The first
that
time I ever
great.
Saw it go off, it was just in a little single residential. That was fucking hilarious.
The room is no more.
That's one way to clear out the Raiders.
My ass off.
Oh, so
it's
I was
your morning farts that you were talking about.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. But you remember, I was first showing her the game, and I was showing her how to do the... I was discussing how to use the living quarters correctly and how that is how you repopulate your vault. And as soon as we do it, she finds a so explain the situation. You remember what I'm talking about now? Explain the situation. You know better than I can. Because she remembers. Wow. She's already cracking up.
I don't think you were talking about Huggy Bear and Barry White. Just saying.
Well, a little bit, because I had this couple in there. And there was a dude that I just outfitted with, like, a ninja costume. And all of a sudden, the screen zooms in on this couple, about to get it on. And I'm sending the ninja out into the
wasteland.
Into the wasteland. And right at the same time I do that, zooms in on this couple and, you know, gives this cheesy come online and they go running to the bedroom. And this ninja just comes running through with a shit-eating grin, photobombs the whole porn that is going on Fava Shelter. It was the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
That's, you know,
yeah, because you see the smiles and then you see his shit-eating grin.
Just running through like, ah, yeah, it was great.
He got a good look.
I think it's fucking hilarious because most of the you get 100 happiness out of the sexy time, and
bet you do, giggity.
And well, that's how
I'm telling you that grin. Keep my, I did not look at his happiness, but from his expression, it was there.
His happiness, huh?
That was one happy motherfucker of a ninja.
Go ninja, well, go!
You know, plenty of places out in the wasteland to hide. By yourself and take care of what you need to.
I think it is absolutely fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That the guy runs out of the fucking bedroom after the deed is done and he's all like got a shit eating grin on his face, and then the chick comes out like 5 seconds later, like,
I know. What the hell is that?
Fucking
the fastest
zombie.
Growing baby ever.
It's alien babies.
They grow really fast, too. It's like, what, 3 hours to be pregnant and 3 hours to have the kid?
Yeah.
Or 3 hours for the kid to grow up?
Well, generally what happens for me is I do the human breeding thing right before I go to bed. When I wake up, they pop.
Do.
All of them pop.
Mm-hmm.
Phrasing.
And then by the time I check it at lunchtime at work, then they're all...
I always send them out in the wasteland at night, and then I start them breeding in the morning.
Phrasing. I've got a dude that's been out in the wasteland for 44 hours.
Phrasing.
He's still alive?
And he's still alive.
I got the guy for the Jason outfit that's Phrasing. Been going out in the wasteland.
Phrasing.
What's that?
I got, it says Horror Found Outfit, and it's basically the Jason outfit. You know, Jason, the movie.
That outfit is funny as shit.
It gives super high endurance, and that guy is like level 44, and he can like trek out in the fucking world for a day and come back and have like 50 items.
I think I've got...
And he's got high luck, too.
I think I've got one dude that is like level 56 or something.
Well, I got 115 people now, so I'm only expanding slowly because I'm running out of resources. But I want to get the whole vault.
And he's running out of horrors for the farm.
No, I'm not running out of horrors, that's for damn sure. I'll just throw some more people in the charisma chamber. I mean, the bar.
Yeah, the charisma chamber.
Just give them some wine and some beer and let them ham it up.
I got to say,
you know, my
highest
charisma person, the one that actually, one of my best breeders, is a guy that's in a Pope outfit.
That's amazing.
He's got 10 charisma, and then it gives him a bonus to charisma. I think it caps.
Well,
but
you know, when you don't have any altar boys, you just settle.
He settles all right, and he settles fast. Yeah.
Wham, wham, you healed. Wham, wham, you healed. Wham.
So sorry. Crazy.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you and your child.
Child?
What?
What? Pop out in 3 hours.
But, other than that, fuck.
It's a damn good game. If you haven't played it, you can either take away from this as you will. Either play it and enjoy the fuck out of it, or save yourself. Save yourself now, please. Because
you'll turn into Babs and play this 24/7.
I haven't downloaded it.
It's actually one of the more intelligently designed time management games I've played. And I've played several.
Well, it's because it's made by a real video game company.
Yeah.
Just being honest.
What does that mean for other games that come out with mobile? Or other developers?
A lot of the mobile stuff is designed like, you know how... So you played Gauntlet way back in the day as a quarter eater? a lot of mobile games, and the thing that pisses me off about most of them, it's designed to piss you off with having to wait, so you pay money for it to go faster so you can keep playing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't do that. If you play it smart enough, you don't have to spend money. Now, I did spend about $5 initially.
You suck.
No, I actually, the reason I was reading an article on it.
It's a courtesy.
It was a courtesy buy for me because I felt like the game was good enough that I felt like I should spend a little bit of money on it. So I spent $5, and I felt okay about spending $5.
I can't.
Well, you can't, and I understand that. But since then, and I, here's the shit part. I did that on my first vault, so I don't have any benefit of that.
But
so
you should get a Mr. Handy.
Yeah. I didn't open him up until I got on Vault 3, because I didn't know what he did.
Freezing.
All he does is gather resources while you're gone.
You can
so you can sit on a, you can, yeah, you don't want to send him out in the wasteland. He does dog shit for gathering.
Really?
Yeah, he's really more handy for putting on a floor and moving back and forth. Like, so you know, like, I got a pretty big vault at this point. So there's I got like 12 or 15 floors. So I have one main floor that is power and water, and he just zips back and forth gathering resources while I do everything else and manage my, like, a big chunk of my vault is actually training rooms. Because I'm trying to raise the stats of all my dwellers. So he just goes back and forth gathering resources while I do everything else.
That's up to the point now where if I continue playing this game, I will spend 45 minutes fucking with my little humans.
45 minutes, that's adorable.
How much time have you spent at a time?
I've been playing it all goddamn day.
How many vaults do you have running at the same time?
3.
Jesus.
That's a maximum.
I have just the one, and if I played any more than that, I'd think I would... Well, my battery won't handle it.
Yeah, it is a battery sucker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I have to plug in, otherwise my it drains fast.
Mm. Every good game on a mobile device is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
They're all battery suckers. Freezing.
Oh my god, freezing.
Just call this episode that.
Just freezing.
So
have we done that already?
Probably at some point. So that, you know what I think we ought to do?
What?
I think we're at a good stopping point.
Really?
No, not really.
But we'll have more to talk about when we get back.
Really?
I think so.
Okay. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How far are we in?
A little bit.
A little bit?
As in, like, maybe 56 minutes or so.
Oh.
Take a break. We'll take a break. We'll come back.
Oh, my God. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Sound like Bohemian Rhapsody with just the word fuck.
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 Fuck. Fuck.
All right. We got that out of the way?
We're back.
Fuck.
Fuck.
You know what comes out next week?
Your face.
You? Out of the closet? What?
Metal Gear.
Oh, Metal Gear. So, I don't think I've actually... Okay,
Shelter.
So the last Metal Gear that I've actually played... Metal Gear 2.
Damn.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not so, you know, excited about the whole Metal Gear thing, but, I mean, some people are.
That's okay. The last one I played was Twin Snakes, which they released for GameCube.
Twin Snakes.
Twin Snakes? Seriously?
Yeah.
Giggity.
I've played it all the way through 4, and then I did play... So, a good price point for Ground Zeroes was free.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And it's... So, I did find out why... Maybe they put the price point on it. They did. So you beat the main mission in about... Here's what it basically is. It's a big old sandbox is what it is.
Okay.
And I feel like it's a little bit of an ad for Phantom Pain. Here's why. So they give you a sandbox. They give you a basic mission to rescue a couple of people, and you solve it any number of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But after you do that, you unlock all sorts of additional missions for that same area. But for the price of free, it takes about... So I long played it at about 90 minutes, and about 30 minutes of that is cutscene and credits. So it really took me... It took me about an hour, and then I can continue to play other missions on it.
Me too.
Giggity, giggity.
Well, I got mine.
Huh?
Phrasing.
But it's a good... It's to try it out, though. Like, I felt like that was...
Like, it was a good free thing to put on Xbox Live and on PS4.
Well, when it came up, and said that they were going to do that for free, I pointed that out to you because I knew you'd be all over that.
I was interested generally, but like I still wouldn't have paid $30. I think the content itself is quality. I think the story is all sorts of convoluted and fucked up as normal. Like I genuinely like the gameplay elements that Hideo Kojima puts in his games. I think they're fucking genius. He does some really cool things that are different in a lot of different games. And he incorporates, you know, the original Metal Gear thing, you know, hide in the box or the exclamation point things, you know? Like, he still incorporates that into this game by doing it differently. So what it does is it basically has a cone that comes up on your screen when somebody's about to see you, and then, they go to alert status or whatever. But it doesn't do the exclamation point. However, it still involves a lot of stealth, or you can go gung-ho. In fact, part of the mission, I was rescuing somebody, and I should have been sneaking around while I blew it, and I had everything in the whole fucking world attacking me, so I hijacked a fucking transport and just, like, drove across this base, like, fucking over everybody straight to where the extraction point was, and then blocked off the road of the truck, took the person I was rescuing off to the extraction zone, and then defended the extraction zone from the handful of stragglers and led them back around in another Jeep that I found, and then, like, backtracked my way over to, pull them out.
So,
phrasing.
Intentional.
Oh my god.
But I was just saying, like, it had a lot of ways for me to do it. Like, I could go silent but deadly. I could go just silent.
Oh,
I could just choke everybody out.
I heard you already did that.
I haven't died yet.
Oh, jeez.
It's only.
I haven't told David Carradine.
Oh. Oh my god.
Claire.
But I'm actually genuinely interested in playing the actual game. Like, I'm contemplating having $20 till payday just to try to pick this up.
Yeah, I'll wait.
I'll probably never play it. Honestly.
Specifically, I'll wait because I just spent $80 on Taken King this week, so it'd be kind of a stretch for.
Yeah, I have to buy that like right before it comes out.
You suck a lot.
Why?
Of poo through your straw.
Why do I have to buy it now?
My wife almost beat him up because he tried to use the excuse of himself and you have already bought the Taken King.
I did not
digital
say
collector's
that.
Edition. So
I didn't
say
that. That's what
I had to buy it.
I said. We're all getting it.
Yeah,
which she implied that I bought it and you bought it and that he's going to buy it too, which is true, but she thought that you had already purchased it and I was the only one that purchased it.
Well, she's not going to listen this far in the show, right?
She never listens to the show.
So we could say all kinds of things about her.
Mm. Or that'll be the one time she does listen and she kicks your ass.
Probably. Yeah. Whatever.
She is feisty.
Hey, I'm married to an Irish redhead. What can I say?
When she gets pissed, she gets pissed, and I hide. I'm not ashamed to say it either.
You know, I'm not as epic as the Duke, so I can't, go and spank the Irish lass.
Jeez. All right.
Maybe she likes it.
Oh, my God.
She actually does a little.
I'm saying.
Hey, everybody's got their thing.
Anyway.
Probably the Python and the Holy Grail.
So.
Just zoot.
Since we're on the Taken King.
You must punish her.
Oh, my God. I'm trying.
You know what the worst thing in the world is?
What?
So now that I quit smoking.
Yes.
I can smell my own farts.
Oh, I actually kind of like the smell of my own farts.
So you're a really fart smeller.
So the other day, like, I've been eating all this shit,
Nobody picks up on this.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, I've been eating all this crap that's bad for me, trying to reward myself for not, smoking.
And
now you've got some. I've been having trouble sleeping.
You're rewarded, all right.
But I woke up in the middle of the night with the most nefarious smell, and I was like, what the fuck happened? And then I let another one rip, and I was like, oh my god, I hate myself.
And then he said, so, I wish I'd treated these crabs.
The crabs all died.
That's how he treated the crabs.
So you woke yourself up with a fart.
I woke myself up with a fart about 3 nights ago.
So,
that was like the
and
worst
guess
thing.
Who the fuck he texted about it?
I was almost proud.
You were almost proud?
I was. I was like, that is the most foul thing I've ever
he
done.
He was a little bit bragging.
Okay, so...
And I was like, motherfucker.
All right.
It is 6 a.m. and I do not want to fucking know.
I didn't have anybody else to tell.
Oh, my God.
That's a good
These
thing
guys get mad at me when I text them at like 11 o'clock.
Well, I mean, I don't wake up till noon, so fuck you.
I have a rough gig over here, I'm just saying. Phrasing. Phrasing.
So, I don't know, because I'm a fairly sound sleeper, but, I mean, obviously farts happen, and I...
Let's put it this way. So, my house is fairly small. It's 1,100 square feet. So, on the same... The only bathroom in the house happens to be directly adjacent to Rusty's bedroom.
Which means
you can tell when he's having a gassy night.
Aw, oh, Rusty.
Because you will hear...
Amazing.
I'm asleep. I don't believe this happens.
So you fart and giggle in your sleep.
But I don't know.
Farting and giggling.
I think I giggle fart in my sleep.
Yeah, we named it giggle
fart. You
farts.
Understand he only does it for shits and giggles.
Literally.
Dude, I don't know.
Literally.
Oh, God. I mean, no.
It's gotten worse since you went on this diet.
Oh, shit.
Literally.
Wow.
There's no fucking way that's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't giggle fart.
Yeah.
I don't giggle fart.
Yeah.
Giggle fart.
That's being written down as we speak. That's shit.
Shit. Shit.
This stinks.
Yeah, the best part is... Literally. The best part is, my wife was the first one to notice it. Like, a couple months after he moved in. She goes...
It took her a fucking couple of months?
Apparently my giggle
farts
were... Is
she comatose?
Well, maybe it wasn't that loud.
To be honest,
it's not that loud.
To be honest, most of the time when my wife goes to the restroom in the middle of the night, yeah, she's basically sleepwalking.
Okay, fair.
Sounds just like that, and then you hear the sound.
No, you hear the sound, and then you hear that.
I used to know somebody who sleepwalked.
Apparently,
or
I sleep
like,
fart.
In the garage.
I used to when I was a kid.
I would wake him up, and he'd be in the kitchen.
Yeah. She does a full-blown sleepwalk, but...
That's pretty close.
It's pretty close.
I just don't sleep very much, so I just
I mean,
stay in between
when they
sleep.
Go to
bed, I close my door because I don't want to.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
I've had a harder time waking her, because I notice when she leaves. So if she doesn't come back for a bit, I'll get up, go into the bathroom, try to wake her up. It's harder for me to wake her up while she's there than it is if she's laying in bed next to me.
I try.
Honey, Elvis died on the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, trying to poop out those
rocks.
Fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Wait, Elvis likes peanut butter.
Oh, Jesus.
He does.
Oh, Jesus.
He likes peanut butter a lot.
Oh, God.
A lot. Especially on a banana.
I shouldn't have had... I shouldn't have had those QT hot dogs.
Don't start laughing. I'm going to kick you out of the room.
If he starts giggling, you know what's coming.
Start throwing shit at him.
I swear, a good portion of my diet is eggs, so my farts are not...
Wow.
Oh, fuck that.
They're
not
fun
at all.
Please tell me they're not hard-boiled.
They're not hard-boiled, they're fried.
Tell me they're not. Oh, my God. Fuck my life. I'm going to need you to go out of the hall.
I don't think the hall's going to save you.
Put you in the shelter.
Go into the next zip code.
Put you in the fart shelter.
The fart shelter.
Warning, warning.
Yeah,
warning.
You know.
We have a fart incident incoming.
That, you hear the siren right. going? The Fallout siren?
That's right next to the charisma chamber.
Plug
that would
in.
Make a way worse game than what I'm playing right now. Way worse.
Oh, my God.
So I will say I was playing another game. And this one is going to take me for fucking ever to get through. It's Pillars of Eternity. I like the game. It's just you have to be...
So it was named for a reason.
I fucking hate you. What? The reason why I fucking hate you is because I ended up starting a Pillars of Eternity gameplay with you as a multiplayer, and yeah, I haven't fucking put in a minute.
No, that wasn't Pillars of Eternity.
Was it?
Nope. That was Divinity.
Oh, that is. Wait, oh no, Pillars of Eternity is something that I picked up, purchased, and
never
played,
touched.
No, I played it for about 15 hours.
Giggity. Yeah, I've played a lot more than that.
Phrasing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start that game over again.
So you should go ahead and get the new DLC. No, the new DLC is not DLC, it's an expansion.
Oh, but here's no.
Here's what it does. So it adds content to the end of the game after you beat it, but it adds gameplay elements that weren't there before, like adjusting your AI for your character while you're not controlling them and your AI or your, you know, your companions.
Mm-hmm.
So it lets you adjust the AI. It also redid the loot table and added a lot of unique items instead of the random roll stuff.
Okay.
So before it was kind of like Borderlands, it would said loot item would drop and you would have a random roll on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd have random stats. And then some of them be generic, some of them not. But now it's got named epics, basically. Like, they're not epics, but they are. And they all have special traits and special abilities that come from specific areas of the game or bosses, etc.
But, okay.
Again, the biggest thing about that game that's appealing is you get experience from completing missions and not necessarily... You get zero experience from combat, so you can't grind your way through the game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The experience always plays out at a certain pace based on what you're actually doing. Mm-hmm. So... And the game is pretty good looking. It's the character sprites are not great, but the backdrops are pretty cool.
It's all right.
Comments about backdrop.
There's so much game though. I mean, when it comes to like Pillars, I would need to actually sit down and really really crack out to it to get full enjoyment out of it. I own it. I did play it. I did enjoy the time that I played it, but.
Well, and then you opened my mind the other night because, like, I was going to play ESO and run some more dungeons, which I've been having fun doing, multi-classing between two-handed tank versus sword and board tank.
Mm-hmm.
Which first-person tanking is actually really cool, especially when you have that scorpion move.
Get over here.
Because he shoots out a fiery chain and can grab stuff. So it's really cool when you're. So, like, I have somebody attacking my Templar, which is my healer, a.k.a. Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And if he says, hey, somebody's, attacking me, I can just look at him, toss the fucking spear, pull the guy back over to me, and then basically pull aggro off him. But it's really cool watching it in first person. And because you can switch on the fly, it doesn't, like, reset your stamina or anything like that. Like, I'll run into a situation where we got, like, six or eight mobs all at the same time attacking several people, and if I need to kill them faster while my DPS spec is my sword or my two-handed sword spec, and he still is spec for heavy armor and load in damage reduction, so he's still fairly tanky even without a shield. So I'll flip specs, go over there, and I have this golf club move where he does this like uppercut with a sword and fucking punch shit across the room, which is really fun, especially like they got somebody beating on my DPS. My DPS can't take him down. Well, that does a stun, plus it knocks him across the room. So then it has to re-engage and come over. So I'll go over there. I'll charge, which I can do a charge all the way across the room to this mob. Then fucking, like, bolt him across the room and then help him take down whatever other mobs around him by using all my AoE attacks. Which is really cool, the Dragon Knight, because I breathe fire. And that's fucking cool. I breathe fire with both specs. I got it spec between both of them. So that's my AoE attack plus a cleave. And... The thing about it is that the biggest difference I've noticed with tanking with this versus other MMOs is other MMOs is just swapping skills in between. The way that you damage reduct is by holding up your fucking shield or blocking with your sword and timing it right. So it's a mix between using your skills when appropriate and then blocking or interrupting with your shield or your sword, like pommeling something when they're about to attack, or blocking, like I know there's going to be a lot of damage incoming, so I pop the shield up and actually block shit for a little bit, or use my shield and bop somebody in the head to interrupt whatever attack they're going to do.
Okay.
So there's a lot of active use of what you're doing versus your skill use, which just doesn't happen in MMO. So it's more action-packed. And so I know you're not going to play it, Rusty, and I don't expect you to, but me and Travis and Jake are having a fucking ball with it because all we're basically doing is dungeon grinding. So it's, when we jump on, we're not really questing together. We have characters that are similar level.
and we just basically we need one extra person most of the time, and we got a full crew minus one extra person, which is super easy to get a group for. We just say, hey, we're going to run like these three dungeons like for 2 hours. Who wants to come? And we'll just grab somebody in like 15 seconds and then just, you know, go through it.
I'm level 7 in that game.
I'm level 18, Travis is level 16, and Jake is like level 13. And we're able to do these starter dungeons, basically, and we'll do the next set here after we all hit, like, 20. But it's pretty fun. I'm actually having a lot of fun with it, and I didn't originally, but playing with friends is always the best thing with that kind of game. And it's one of those things that we're...
Shut up.
Jerk. But... Ass. Yeah. But... I know. But, in general, we've been... Like, I've been playing it in spurts. I haven't been playing... You know, for longer than a few hours at a time. And then going back to other games. But Pillars of Eternity, though, I'm going to continue to kind of plod through that and finally finish the story because it is a really good game and I want to see how it concludes because I want it to be one of those ones that I play, you know, at the end of the year and say this was one of my games or wasn't one of my games.
Right. Well,
because I feel like it's a well-crafted game. I feel like it's a very worthy RPG. It's just very old school.
I don't feel like I'm giving these games enough of a look at. I mean,
Pillars takes 15 hours to get started.
Well,
because you don't even build your castle until then,
right? Well, I mean, I've gotten to that point. Like, I got the homestead. Basically, is you know,
you haven't gotten to like the 100 level dungeon yet. You know,
no. But I don't know. You've come up with a bunch of you know different games that I either own. And haven't played, or you know, or just don't have time or money to actually go get into.
Yeah, you, Elite Dangerous is kind of the same way.
Well, the way that I look at Elite Dangerous is, I mean, I picked that up on a whim; it was on sale.
Well, we both have been talking about it for 2 weeks.
You had purchased it first, and I was like, okay, well, fine, I'll pick it up because you know I need something to do, and it. It interested me well before that. But yeah, I play a lot of Elite Dangerous. And then by a lot, I mean, that's pretty much the only game I play now.
and then we were experimenting. What was the name of the ship we were first using?
We were using an Asp Explorer.
As a fighter. And then we just didn't realize how much we were handicapping ourselves with maneuverability on that ship.
Yeah.
And then we both got Vultures, which are kind of these ugly ships that maneuver like F-16s.
Yeah, well...
Like, and now me and you are like fucking rocking and bopping in...
Well,
raising.
Well, so like Rusty's like, let's go to this asteroid field. It'd be great. And I had some bad success, and I don't know what had happened, but I waited like 10 minutes and just didn't get very good with it. And then... We start with these two ships, and then, like, what, last night we played for a little bit, and then...
You were in the asteroid field for about a half an hour. That's all it took for you, and you were able to pick up, like...
Almost a million.
Yeah, almost a million credits. Now,
which is not half an hour money, normally.
No, it's not. Not for combat.
Not in Thailand.
But, yeah, I mean, I get to the point where I'm looking at a bunch of different things in Elite Dangerous, and last night... After you logged off, I said, you know what, I'm going to take a real look at Power Play and, you know, see what it takes.
You know where I get stuck on Elite Dangerous? Is I end up getting money and then not knowing what to do next.
There's always things to do with money in Elite Dangerous.
I know, but just like, okay, so I'm going to start grinding or, like, I need to figure out what I want to do with Power Play. I want an objective, I guess is what I want.
Well, if you get into Power Play, it actually does provide you with an objective to you know to work on, and you don't have to do it all the time. It's interesting. I know that you had allied with one of the powers when you first got into the game.
Yeah, and I'm like 5 weeks into the same power. It's the starting power, really.
Right, and well, you are allied with
the Federation, but it's
Hudson. Zachary Hudson?
The main guy in the starting area.
Okay, so yeah, Zachary Hudson is the main dude there. Now, I figured out what to do with Power Play last night. It took me a little bit of working out because one of the things that I didn't want to do was, you know, prevent myself from being able to do trading and, you know, and other things. So I looked... And there is a difference between hostile and wanted. and you know, in the game. Wanted, you're going to get interdicted by you know the security agents.
The space popo.
Yeah, you're going to get interdicted there. You're going to end up being hostile anytime they're in you know in the same space with you and everything, and you can't land at any of the stations. Because the stations will shoot.
You can at wanted level. You just have to not get scanned.
Right, but if the you know if
because that's how I picked up. Because originally I allied with the pirates, and I ended up selling everything and picking up my one ship and taking it back. But I was hostile when I went there, so I had to basically like go in at top speed.
Okay, well, hostile and wanted are different. Wanted means that you have a bounty in that system. Hostile means that that the controlling faction, the power play faction,
yeah,
is hostile to your faction. So the only things that's going to attack you is members of that faction, either players or specific NPCs for other you know that faction. So
it's
for
actually
instance,
better to be hostile than it is.
Right. So you can be hostile and still be able to trade and go in and dock at stations and stuff like that. But if you have a bounty or a wanted status, then the stations themselves can actually shoot at you. So that's never good. but I allied with myself with Zachary Hudson last night, and I figured out the best way to make marks, or merits.
What's that?
Go to Lee's space, one of Lee's controlled systems, and interdict the Cirrus transports. You interdict the Cirrus transports, and every time you kill them, you'll get a bounty for that system. Like, I've got fucking a big bounty in that system right now.
Giggity.
But you get 30 merits per kill.
Damn. Now, and it takes like 150 to rank up, right?
Yeah, you only need 100 merits for the first rank. So
I think
that's
like 700
not,
or something for the next rank.
Right. It's not a whole lot. And the way that merits work in power play is that every week, once it refreshes, you lose half of your merits, but you gain that you gain the rank. So it's really easy to keep your bonus, and it's the reason why I went with Zachary Hudson is because I am bounty hunting in his space, and he gives you a percentage bonus for your bounties.
Hey, you have to show me on one of our slow nights.
Yeah, it's fun. It's I've found another way to enjoy that game. So, I mean, I'm all about Elite Dangerous right now, and I'm having to I'm splitting my focus between Elite Dangerous and Destiny every so often to be able to be ready for the Taken King.
I feel like I'm ready enough for Taken King, so I've just kind of put down Destiny until it comes out. We got, you know, we all three now have the thing where, what is it, the achievement or whatever.
Yeah, the You Are Legend, the year one's
triumph. Yeah, we beat everything.
Yeah, I helped
I've
Jason.
I've got 5 gold chests to find.
I helped Jason with Vault of Glass earlier today, but.
Yeah.
Which
was freaking stupid. What should have taken an hour took.
Two and a half, something like that.
We had to run through 3 complete dumb fucks from Destiny LFG and kick them and find new people.
I'm really, really excited for the Taken King when that comes out. There's just so much that's changing with the game.
Speaking of which, I want one.
What's that? Oh, the Thorn
replica.
The Thorn replica. That's the Full Metal one, isn't it?
Yeah, dude used a 3D printer to create the molds and then melted down aluminum and used aluminum to.
Oh, that's fucking amazing! It looks badass. And you just clicked off of it.
What? Oh.
Yeah. It
did it close. It closed completely.
Ah, well, you suck.
He does. he probably swallows too.
Giggity.
What was I thinking? You fucked my train of thought.
That is the fucking second time I broke you tonight.
No, the Taken King, awesome. If you haven't gotten, get it because it's gonna change Destiny a lot.
So if it lives up.
It's going to going to, I'm putting my faith in it.
I will say this. I've got high hopes for it just because so far with Destiny has changed a lot from now till now from when it released. I mean, they've been listening to people's complaints and they've been fixing what they can in the original release. And since Taken King's a whole new game, they'll be fixing a whole lot of other shit. But anyway,
that right there. Oh, that is pretty slick.
Yeah.
That is really slick.
That's awesome. That would go really well on your gamer wall out there.
I don't know what I'm going to do with that. I still haven't figured out how I want to decorate my living room.
But
there's... Your mom has.
Yeah, but I don't want to do what my mom wants to do.
Probably not.
Well, there's that. Well, I mean, I've been watching a lot of the Twitch streamers that, you know, that do a bunch of stuff for Destiny. And of course, they had gotten their start and, you know, on streaming through playing Borderlands and Borderlands 2. And this week there was some information that was released about a confirmed Borderlands movie being made by Lionsgate.
That seems like a bad idea. The game doesn't have that much story. It lives on one-liners. It's just fun gameplay. It's just like Mario Brothers. Great gameplay, story almost non-existent, you know?
Right.
And I know there was story to it. I know they made the, you know, the Telltale game and all that stuff, which I still need to give a chance at some point, but it was just... That'll be the strength of Telltale's writing, not the strength of Gearbox writing, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah. Gearbox and Telltale I heard that they're working together, but the people that, you know, that made Borderlands 2, which was actually the best Borderlands game, because I'm not going to count the pre-sequel. What?
Oh, I feel like the classes were better in Borderlands 1, honestly. I enjoyed the hell out of Borderlands 1. Borderlands 2, the way they scaled everything, felt like it was meant to be played multiplayer and not single player.
Well, I mean, they added a bunch of stuff for multiplayer, sure. But, I mean, I really enjoyed doing stuff in Borderlands 2. Like, with...
How much did you enjoy it?
A lot. Like,
I bet.
Like, I was actually moist when I got up from playing that game.
Moist?
Moist.
Like a piece of skin.
There you go, Justin. It can be yours for $200.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that for $200.
Oh, the N7 pistol?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's more of a Trent thing. Trent tends to buy these replica items of things. That's never been me, but I do want some really cool, like, game-inspired art that you can't necessarily decide. Like, there's... Like, we're talking about...
If it shot straight, I might. I'm just saying, if it was a working model...
Yeah, that's not going to be working.
Yeah, it's not going to be working.
But, like,
to
there
be
was,
honest,
but
most,
if it was,
you know, most like, video game guns are going to be unrealistic when it comes to, you know, actual working ballistics.
God damn, I'm not an idiot. I know that.
But I was just like, you know, like there's that Lone Wanderer thing that was going around. There was a wallpaper for Fallout 3 originally. It was just the dude and his dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I found several paintings dude of that was dog. Actually really, really cool. So it'll be something probably like that that I put in the living room.
Wow.
Did you look up Lone Wanderer?
No. Look at the price tag on that bitch.
$425. Well, I mean, Jesus. When they do the replica stuff,
there's a lot of TLC that goes into that.
They do a lot of stuff put a lot of into it.
It's hand painted, so
I saw there was a hand painted and full size replica of Crota's sword.
Yeah.
And that was on Etsy for a little bit for like $165 or some shit.
Yeah, he quit selling it because he got... Most of the Destiny replica stuff is done by the same dude. He got so many orders for it, he had to pull it.
Yeah.
Giggity.
Just the tip.
Just for a little bit. Just to see how it feels.
Hey, Lana. Lana!
Think we can get that? Think that'd be cool? It's unavailable, never mind.
Yeah.
We're looking at, like, Christmas gifts already.
We're looking at shit.
He's not in the room, so...
Hell, I'm just planning my Halloween costume.
Oh, I'm not doing anything for Halloween this year. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
he's already got the costume.
Justin's
in the...
I don't think I can fit into the costume anymore.
Yeah, you can.
No, I mean, I'll fit into it, but I think it'll be loose. Like, super loose.
Not that loose.
I'm not being barf for a second fucking year in a row.
Why not? You fit that chip perfect.
I'm doing Vault Boy.
You are... Granted, you're working at getting healthier, but, I mean, you fit the John Candy mold, dude. Come on.
John Candy. Okay, so...
Bless that man.
This is what I think you need to be for Halloween.
What?
What
the...
What?
What the fuck?
What?
You have to share. Sexy Osama costume?
Hey. Hey, Lana. Lana!
Oh, I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Oh, we need to get him a sweater dress and two shoulder.
Okay, so y'all don't have a visual, but you should.
Yeah.
So go look it up, but there is actually a sexy Osama bin Laden costume that exists. That's all you need to know.
Because it's the internet, and there's a rule about these things.
Fucking sexy Obama.
It has a keyhole front to show cleavage.
Oh, Jesus. I don't need to show any cleavage.
Man boobs.
Oh.
Sexy
Man
Osama.
Man bin Laden boobs.
Oh, come on.
Wait, it's not as funny when I do it.
No, it's not. Sorry.
No, that's never going to happen.
TheFrisky.com.
Man Laden boobs.
The what?
Man Laden boobs.
Man Laden boobs.
TheFrisky.com. That's where it's at.
It exists, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
With beard and turban and all. No fucking joke.
Yeah. Complete with Osama mask.
Hot.
What's the...
What?
Includes Bin Laden nose and beard combo.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on.
Fucked up.
I don't feel like being shot for Halloween.
Dark places.
Couldn't look at it anymore.
You're a terrible, terrible human being. You're trying to get me killed. Terrible.
Yeah.
I'm gonna dress up as Leonardo.
No.
The Ninja Turtle?
The Ninja Turtle.
Okay. I was thinking DiCaprio, and now I have a visual
of a fat DiCaprio.
The combination of the two.
Like DiCaprio Osama.
Oh.
Turtle fucking DiCaprio.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Turtle DiCaprio.
This is perfect. So
DiCaprio.
So evidently, Playboy did a bunch of these.
What?
Here you go. This'll ruin you.
Whoa!
What the fuck?
Oh, I see you and I raise you this. Hang on.
The fuck?
It is a picture of sexy George R.R. Martin.
Oh, God. Oh, the internet.
Oh.
How I love thee. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. All right, so.
So, did we
that
have any...
Hot.
Did we have any other news?
Who cares?
Wow. No, it is really...
It's news
light.
And you know what'll happen is next podcast, we're going to have all the PAX news, because that's going on right now. And then we'll be able to talk about some of the stuff that happened with PAX.
You know, I don't know why there's such a delay from PAX, but...
There really hasn't been anything sneaking out.
No.
To be honest, a lot of...
They giggle farts.
A lot of the premiere stuff obviously happened at E3, but also at Gamescom.
Yeah, it's
this
been
year.
One of those kind of years.
So, you know...
It's all good.
Even, I mean, with Nintendo being at E3 this year, you know, they weren't saving anything for Gamescom or PAX or any of the later shows.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, PAX doesn't have, it's not really, I mean, it doesn't have a whole lot. It's just showing off. The fuck is this? Now, what?
Who's that again, Babs?
That's
Nicki Minaj.
That's
Kermit Minaj.
Bubble
Kermit
butt. Minaj. Bubble butt.
Oh my Didn't you ears. Send that to me randomly, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, my I really ears. God, I hate you. I apologize, guys. I really do.
Oh, God.
It's Nicki Minaj showing off her ass with Kermit staring at her, showing off the same ass.
The exact same
the
bubble butt.
The same exact fucking ass.
She has a lot of ass. I would venture to say too much ass.
Oh, my God. This is me.
Kermit definitely has to much ass. It's not easy being green.
Man in green.
Oh, let me go over the short list here. Oh, hey, I could look up some stuff on Kickstarter, right?
Boom. Dark places.
I was going to actually say, speaking of Kickstarter, I played Exploding Kittens the other week.
You did?
Yeah.
How was that?
It's like Skip-Bo.
It's like Skip-Bo?
Or not Skip-Bo, Uno.
Uno.
So basically, you have the long short of it is that you have so many exploding cards in the deck.
Giggity.
And there's a bunch of cat meme cards, basically. And if you have at least two cat memes, I think what you do is you can draw a random card out of like the discard pile. If you have three, you can choose a random card out of your friend out of another player's pile. And if you have like four or five or something like that, you get to call. I want a certain card. And the only other cards they really have is they have, like, special cards that will do certain things, like skip my turn or things like that. And they have defuse cards. So if you get the bomb, you're out if you don't have a defuse card or if you don't have a way of shifting to the next player's turn or making them do a special item.
Okay.
And all the cards are pretty hilarious. It's like a mix between Adventure Time and cat memes. And they're all really fucked up. So it's very adult in a goofy, cartoony kind of way.
Well, I mean, when I saw it on here, I was talking about it because it looked interesting.
It was worth it. I was playing with Trent, and one of the people in our group didn't really want to play much more, but they really wanted to play Cards Against Humanity. I was really more Cards Against Humanity is great, but I wanted to try out more Exploding Kittens. So.
Right. Well,
I may buy a dick. I'd buy a dick.
Wow.
I have two.
What even just happened?
Nick of dicks.
Are you going to Thailand for this or the Philippines?
Oh, because Jesus.
I like to wear a tail.
Wow.
Full body condom. Just remember, full body condom.
I was randomly shown earlier today, somebody had showed me a video of somebody using some hand soap. The hand soap was just shaped like a giant dong. So you had to rub it down, and then you would, you know, wash your hands. So you had to rub the dong to get the soap, then you had to wash your hands.
That's an ingenious product.
I will not incriminate said person, but it might be somebody you both know that was at your last get-together.
Hot.
Oh, Jesus.
Bigger person.
That's awesome. Kind of native?
Sort of.
Okay.
He's a big dude.
All right.
That's all I got to say.
Awesome.
Lord.
Got it. Seriously?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, jeez.
You know, he's got a pretty sick, twisted sense
of humor. Of course he does. All right.
Yeah.
Only him, though. I mean, seriously. All right, so... All right, I've got a couple things that are popping up on Kickstarter that you probably should take a look at.
Which is?
Well, Divinity 2.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. That should be a good game.
Yeah. Some people are kind of upset that because of the success of the original Divinity's Kickstarter that they're going back to Kickstarter for Divinity 2. But, I mean, it wasn't...
Success is a relative term because they made enough money to make the game.
Right.
So these games are still not cheap. Cheap compared to, like, Call of Duty. But, like, $1 million to make a full-fledged game like that is really nothing. It's barely enough to pay the rent.
Well,
and then it made money on Steam. I get that. But it wasn't... We're not talking, you know, we're not talking like a million sales. These are games that appeal to a niche audience. And so it's, you know, we're talking like $500,000 as a good sale. They're made on not a whole lot of money, but still, like, that would be great for them. But it's not like, you know, they're not making Call of Duty money by any means. They're making enough to pay the lights and enough to start another game. I don't really fault them for it, to be honest with you. If Brian Fargo threw out... Well, he's been throwing out Kickstarters for other games. And you got Torment that's coming out later next year, which I'm very interested in. And then also Wasteland 2 is coming to consoles. So you know you guys... I'm wearing a Wasteland 2 t-shirt right now.
Yes.
That'll be on Xbox One and PS4 in October, which I totally think is worth playing. They revamped the graphics again because they had the money at this point.
Right.
And they retooled and added... they added voice acting for most of the NPCs.
Now, I have to ask.
And then they tuned it to where you can use a controller.
Did they release the Red Boots DLC?
No, they did not. There was a running joke about, because they were so against DLC and a lot of their things, where they were throwing on this ad that popped up on the main game that said Red Boots DLC for $44 or something like that.
$49.99.
Yeah. But it was to make a point. Like, they made this money off crowdfunding. They did fairly well. Yeah. They never released actual sales numbers, but it did well enough that they made enough money to continue supporting this game a year later, which I thought was fucking awesome. They continue to support it and patch it and do things with it, retool it a year later, after it's already sold copies, after it's not selling as many as it was before, you know? So I feel like there's a lot of TLC that's been put into that game. And I really hope people continue to support it, because I really like Wasteland 2.
Yeah, Wasteland 2 was fun. I enjoyed the fuck out of the game.
Great sense of humor, great writing, great combat.
I actually enjoyed the combat. And
very very XCOM-y.
And that's saying something
I thought it was deeper than XCOM in a lot of ways.
Well, you heard about XCOM, right? The
new one's coming out.
Well, XCOM 2... is in development, and it was supposed to come out at the end of this year. They pumped it over to next year.
That's because it was going to come out at the same time as Fallout, and I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, they bunched it into 2016. That's one thing.
They need
thing
to move as many
remember.
Things away from that release as possible so I can focus on one thing.
I can't believe this shit. So, so you have Fallout 4's release date, right?
Right.
You remember?
November something.
Okay. So,
like mid-November, right?
Yeah. It was right around mid-November. So that that's...
I know that I need to put money in my account because I spent way too much money on that.
Fallout.
I have one vacation day maybe saved for that week.
Okay, so November 10th. That means it's going to be out 1 month before I'm done with my classes.
Aww.
And it's going to be in the...
I'm not going to be able to talk about shit.
It's going to be in the worst portion of my classes because it's going to be right near the end of each one of the classes. So the hardest shit happens at the end of these classes. Then, not 2 days after my classes are done, I'm getting on a plane and I'm going to Michigan.
I guess me and Jason will tell you all about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to Michigan like December 15th or something like that, and I won't be back until... the new year, like the 6th. So I'm going to stay up there for quite a bit. I got to see what my brother's face looks like. Because he got into a fucking accident yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, he was good enough to not be driving. He was fucked up and just got off from a party. His buddy was driving... my brother's car. He and my brother passed out in the passenger seat, but he didn't wear a seatbelt. Apparently, the driver fell asleep on the way home, hit a ditch, and they did a Dukes of Hazzard over somebody's driveway.
Wow!
And when the vehicle came down, my brother's face met the dashboard, and then he went up into the windshield.
Jesus!
So he's got a broken upper jaw, crushed his cheekbone, crushed his nose, and broke his orbit. Is the left orbit around his eye in three places.
Oh.
So he has to go on for reconstructive surgery next week. And he's got a wired, his jaw's wired shut. But, that kid can bounce back from just about anything. He's also got a war scar across his face. It goes from right here, right next to his nose, right underneath his eye, and almost all the way back to his ear.
Jeez.
So that's gonna improve his look quite a bit. he's at home now. He's fine.
I will only joke about it and, you know, and chuckle about it because, you know, he got on Facebook right after his jaw surgery, after they, you know, made him look like Jaws from Bond. I mean, I've got a fucking picture, too. But he got on Facebook immediately afterwards and said that he was ready to take on the world. And right before surgery, Mom took a picture of him to show him what he looked like. And the only thing he had to say, which is probably fueled by painkillers, was, "I'm going to bring sexy back." So, I mean, he's, you know, he's a tough cookie. So, you know, I'm bummed that I can't go visit him now, but, you know, he'll...
it's good that he's bouncing back.
Yeah, he's going to be all right. He's not the first time that he's fucked himself up. Here's a picture of my brother.
Oh, bless
his heart. That's after they wear his jaw shut.
He looks like kind of a badass, actually.
Yeah, well,
he looks like he just got out of the ring.
Yeah, he does. Right? He looks like he just went freaking a few rounds with Mike Tyson back in the day. But yeah, that's...
Yeah, back before the ear eating.
Nom, nom, nom. Nom, 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 nom. But yeah, he's going to be fine. I don't know what his face is going to look like afterwards, but they said that they were going to use the same cut. It's already going to scar, so they're going to do the reconstructive surgery through that. So,
well, that's creative.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. So, yeah, I've went into a windshield in the passenger side, not wearing a seatbelt. My brothers went into a dashboard. Two out of three brothers have gone through windshields.
Jesus.
So, I mean, it's fun, and I've got a permanent mark to prove mine. So he's got a permanent mark to prove his. I'm gonna give him a bunch of shit when I get a chance. But yeah, I'm gonna go up there.
By the time you get back there, he'll be more or less recovered.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's going in for reconstructive surgery next week. So, you know, they're gonna get him, you know, they're gonna get him straight. They're probably gonna end up having to put some pins in his. In his cheekbones and pin them all in the right spots. I don't know. He's fun stuff because he's kind of an asshole and I love him to death. Absolutely love him to death. And he takes so many fucking risks and I just hate that, but whatever.
Well, it's good to hear that he's actually stable and being a dick and supposed to hit himself.
Immediately after they wired his jaw shut, he's kind of the person that doesn't want to stay in one spot for very long. He's always moving around doing stuff. So he got up and started walking the halls because he needed something to do. And there was this kid and his father walking down the hall. This kid was like maybe three or four. And my brother just kind of looks at him as they're walking by. And smiled to the point where he showed all the jaw work that was done. And the kid's eyes got really wide, went really close to Dad, and just kind of, like, followed him with his eyes as he went walked past. So he's scaring little kids in the hallway. So that's kind of cool.
Wow. Just wow.
But he's going to be fun. Oh, shit. But I'm not going to be able to game at all while I'm up there, so... I'm not going to have much time with Fallout 4 at all.
That's all right. You're going to see family.
Yeah.
Truth.
And you can vicariously listen to me and Jason talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll have lots to say.
Probably.
Are you going to get Fallout 4, you asshole?
I'll have to rent it for the first few weeks because, you know, just
because
$80 on a game. You know how hard it is for me to talk to my wife and then letting me buy new games.
It's called the Christmas season. You can make it happen. All I have to do is just lean on thick.
You're going to have Spinner some sob story about how you need me to play it. So, because you can't, you know.
I don't think that's going to work. Honestly, yeah, I'm not that good at those stories.
And I don't have the rapport with your wife to spin that story. Otherwise, I could spin a tale dark and deep.
Indeed.
Dark and deep. Phrasing.
So, with that, I think we've talked about everything we can really talk about.
Yeah. I don't have
whole lot
There's
more.
Really
we're gonna anything. Hopefully we'll have some stuff to talk about with PAX, and then I'll.
Yep.
I may pick up Phantom Pain, and it'll be. Probably, we'll see what happens. Game wise.
I like the qualifying statement.
Yeah, game wise. Let's see. Where
I'll probably watch a whole lot of Doctor Who between.
You should.
Should play some Elite Dangerous with me?
No, sure. You really should just watch Doctor Who.
Okay. Well, yeah. No, Doctor Who is something that you should probably watch.
It is.
I'll agree with you. Get up. Get current.
That'll but take a while.
Oh, that's not. That's gonna. What? A week, maybe.
No, I can't.
Binge watching like that. Yeah.
I can't watch like 8 more seasons like that.
See, he even knows how many seasons already.
He's hooked. As soon as you get past, you know, the 9th Doctor, it starts just rolling. It's fun. It is absolute fucking hilarity.
He's on 10.
Yeah, and 10's all right, but 11's great.
Well, they're both great.
Yeah, 10's all right.
10's my favorite. 11's Companions are my favorite, though.
Yeah.
I love that story arc.
I
Without spoiling anything, spoilers.
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 Oh, the characters, that character in particular is fucking amazing.
Right?
Need to bring her back. Anyway.
Yeah, they do.
I think that's pretty much it. I've gone through all of my list.
I think that's a pretty good episode. Yep. So that, Jason, where can you find us?
Find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter.com/tiltcast. Search for us on iTunes and Stitcher. Rate us, review us. Also find our video channels, twitch.tv/TheRealTiltCast and youtube.com/TheRealTiltCast.
With that, you can find friends of the show. We have For the Love of Gaming, which puts out a quality podcast, I want to say once a month. You have NoQuarters.net, which does it monthly. You have BMFcast.com, which does a hell of a movie cast weekly. And then you have TVGP.TV. They're the guys that helped us get started. So
And they do good things.
They do great things. So with that, let's go ahead and wrap up the episode, and we will see you guys later.
Peace.